When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. And I'll take you to the Ashanti region where referral cancer patients at the Konfa Anokye Teaching Hospital are being turned away because the oncology department has been shut down due to a strike by the oncologist over malfunctioning equipment critical for treatment. The linear accelerator system used for radiotherapy services has been faulty since October 2023, adversely impeding the diagnosis and treatment of cases. While management of the hospital say they are working to get the doctors back to work. We'll have details of that and hear from the public relations officer shortly. But first, let's touch base with our reporter, Nana Bwache Dankwaiya Domabebio, who is currently at the oncology department of G, joins us with the very latest. Let's talk about how the strike is impacting service delivery.
Well, MFA at the oncology department of the Konfa Anokye Teaching Hospital, the strike is kind of biting hard as patients who are coming in to seek medical attention are being asked to return to their various houses. We are currently at the radiotherapy and nuclear medicine department, which the oncology department falls under it, and we can see a number of patients being asked to move away because the doctors are on strike. Some of them are even struggling to get into their cars as they cry on the doctors to pay attention to them.
And you got to interact with some relatives of these patients. What exactly have they been telling you?
Well, some of these relative patients are complaining. One lady we spoke to says they are coming all the way from Obuasi. They have not seen medical attention for the past 3 weeks. They were told to return today. When they got to the department, the oncology department of Konfa Anokye Teaching Hospital, they are being asked to return back because the doctors are on strike. She's complaining that the condition of her mother is going to get worse since the doctors are not paying attention to her condition.
Looking at my mom's condition, we can't go home. Like, we are staying at Obuasi, we can't go home and come back again. Like, it's a whole lot, so they should do something about it for us.
I mean, looking at the condition of your mom, she's even struggling to get inside the car.
It's not helping. We came last week, and they said she should go and do something. So, let me say, for the past 3 weeks, she has not been here, so she's suffering. I'm even in school and I came back home.
The doctors are not coming. They are not working. Today, only one doctor is working. So it is true. Because my wife is seriously sick and there's no doctor taking care of him. There's no doctor. We see some patients over here and even most of them they have gone and most of them are not coming because of the strike.
What's the option for you?
My option is government should pay attention to them because they are saying that their machines that they are using has got spoiled.
Well, Nana, you've also cited documents indicating that steps have been taken to acquire new radiotherapy equipment. Tell us more.
Well, the management of the hospital says that in October 2023, when the linear accelerator got damaged, they took in measures to make sure that it got fixed. But then, unfortunately, the water phantom, which needs to be fixed for them to be able to proceed with the linear accelerator usage, has not been fixed. They have put in measures to make payments to acquire a new water phantom, which is going to make sure that the linear accelerator is in good condition for usage. But then as we speak to you, they have not acquired that machine, which is making work difficult for the doctors at the oncology department. They've had negotiations with the Kwalibu Teaching Hospital earlier last year. They had to secure their machine, but then unfortunately, the negotiation failed. And so management says that, well, they've been able to make payments, and then they are acquiring a new machine for cancer treatment.
That's my colleague Nana Bwache Dankwaiya Adom. Well, we can hear from the public relations officer of the Konfa Anokye Teaching Hospital, Kwame Frimpong.
We are waiting the supplier to indicate the receipt of the letters of credit. The assurance that they gave us was that once their partner banks notified them about the receipt of the letters of credit, they only need 3 days to airlift to us because they are sending it to us by DHL, by courier. So we are waiting for the supplier to get in touch to notify us about the commencement of flight arrangements for the equipment. And then yesterday, we told that they had carried out their threat to embark on Andastrash. The HOD is part of all this communication. There is at regular intervals, there are exchanges between the hospital and the supplier, which is based in Europe. All these arrangements is being coordinated by the chief medical officers of the directories, not even management. So it's one of them. There are several instances where they have called the supplier in Europe, put the supplier on speaker for them to hear the efforts that were being made to get equipment to Ghana. And if there were challenges, they've been briefed. For instance, when the letters of credit was being drawn, the draft one was sent by our bankers to them. They kept changing the test because they had implications for tax, they had implications for insurance for them. So they wanted the test to be set that to be acceptable to them. Anytime they have come back to us that the letters of credit we drafted for them, there are issues with it, they have been notified. In fact, their HOD is copied in the email. The chief medical services is copied in the email. And have various meetings with central management and also with the director management and also with the medical director and the deputy medical director. They've been made aware of all these issues and developments and the efforts that were being made to speed up the process.
That's Kwame Frimpong, in charge of communications for the Komfa Anokye Teaching Hospital. We'll stay a while longer on issues of strike. This time, justice delivery in part of the country continues to be affected. A strike by jurors in part of the country continues to bite hard, while several high-profile murder trials have stalled due to the absence of these jurors, delaying justice for the families of victims. In May, jurors in the country stopped working in protest of the non-payment of allowances covering 10 months. The jurors who play a critical role in the judicial system by determining say it is impossible for them to pre-finance their transportation to and from court premises without receiving their allowances. Maxwell Abagba has been following this. He joins me in studio with details. So can you tell us about some of the cases affected by the strike?
So the trial of the suspects involved in the murder of former Member of Parliament JB Dankwa has stalled. The last time Daniel Isiedu, a key suspect in the murder, mounted the witness box. He alleged in open court that he was coerced by police investigators to leave his fingerprints on JB Dankwa's body and at strategic points at the crime scene. Mm-hmm. Now, the case has been adjourned to July 1 due to the absence of jurors. Now, also, the Gregory Afoko case is actually standing trial for the murder of Adams Mama, who is the former Upper East Regional Chairman of the New Patriotic Party. Now, this case, like others, has seen no progress due to the juror strike, frustrating efforts to deliver timely justice. The trial of a 28-year-old architect alleged to have murdered two children and put the bodies in a refrigerator at Abesim in the Bono region. That case has also stalled. The accused is alleged to have killed two minors, Louis Ajeman and Stephen. He has pleaded not guilty to two counts of murder, but that has stalled also because of the strike by the jurors.
And just yesterday, Accra High Court was once again forced to adjourn a case. That's the issue about the trial of two individuals accused of killing an 11-year-old at Kaswa Millennium City. Tell us more.
Exactly. That case has been repeatedly adjourned due to the absence of jurors. The family of the deceased has been seeking justice for over 3 years, but court processes and the ongoing juror strike continue to delay the trial. The case has been adjourned to July 8, 2024.
Okay. Well, I'll take you to the Upper West region, still on this, where some jurors who were on strike have returned to work while they await the payment of 12 months arrears owed them, hopeful that the government will fulfill its promise to pay them. Let's bring in jury foreman Suleiman Hakim to get more insights on the situation. We're grateful for your time here on the Midday News, Mr. Hakim. So how much exactly are you owed and what assurances have you been giving? Hello, Mr. Hakim.
Yes. I can hear you loud and clear.
I'm glad you can hear me. So I'm asking about how much exactly you're owed and what the assurances have been.
Yes. Currently, as we speak, I'm speaking to you. I just came out of the courtroom to talk to you people. They are currently owing you from May last year, 2023, to date, up to May this year, almost making it about 10 months arrears they have not paid.
10 months making how much exactly, do we know?
You are talking about the amount?
Exactly.
Usually, I can't quantify it for now. usually the sitting allowance is usually 100, and then the TNT is also 100, but the sitting allowance is taxable. So when you add them, I might not know currently the amount that is taxed. So I can't give a definite amount that we are expecting.
I understand that. But somewhere beginning of the year and late last year, there were some assurances that were giving, at least from the Chief Justice, when you first hinted of a strike. What happened to that assurance, and what assurances have you been giving subsequently?
To be frank, last 2 months or so, they paid some 5 months. Mm. 2 months ago or so, 3 months, yes. They paid some 5 months. From February, March, April. January, February, March, April. That they have paid.
Okay. And, yes. And since then, you haven't received
since
any more payment?
Then, up to date, we've not received anything.
And how is this non-payment affecting the work that you do?
Usually, a lot of, some of us actually depend on this. Though we are all working in government institutions, uh-huh. and then we somehow had to travel from their working places to come to court, and then that is affecting them. And then, you know, there's also a penalty to this. If you fail to come to court as a jury member without a reason or those things, you are charged at least some 100 penalty units. Mm. Or in default, you go to prison. So it's not always an easy tax.
But now that you are on strike, now that some members are on strike, is it not affecting them? Will they not be charged by the court? What exactly will happen?
No, they are fighting a just cause.
Okay.
Because they think that they have worked for some time and they've not been paid. But in our case, in the Upper West region, you know, we've been in contact with the High Court Supervising Judge. As at 2 days ago, he made sure that the month listener are submitted. And they asked me to cross-check my members. I checked from the accountant, and then actually they did submit them to Accra.
Okay.
So that is why we are working closely with them, and then we are in court all this month.
Okay, we are grateful. That's a returning jury foreman, Suleiman Hakim, in the Upper West region there. Let's turn our attention to some other stories, and join us is learning about 13 transformers belonging to the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, have been stolen in the last 6 months alone. Three were vandalized by thieves who made away with copper wirings this week. Currently, residents of Bunso in the Fantiakwa district of the Eastern region are grappling with the negative consequences of the theft of these transformers, which has left the community without power for 5 days. The stolen 100 kV transformer located in front of the Bunso police and fire service stations has plunged the entire community into darkness. You can hear some residents of Bunso.
5 days. Sorry, it is a crophobia to transformer. No, echo. And they have a brain, especially Plant Genetic Resources Research Institute.
It has been 5 days that we noticed some unknown persons have come to remove the transformer. It has brought so many challenges to us, especially at the Plant Genetic Resources Research Institute.
Genetic materials are, a refrigerator. 5 good days.
Here is where we keep and preserve several seedlings. We are afraid most of the seeds may be badly affected.
We
are now living in darkness and can't even charge our phones unless we go to nearby towns. Our food stored in the fridge is going bad. We really need help.
Well, let me take you live to the area. Eastern Regional Correspondent Kofi Siao joins us on the line. Kofi Siao, these must be bold thieves to be able to steal transformers in front of police station and fire service stations. What exactly happened?
Okay, so MFA, the ECG itself cannot really tell how they came about stealing the transformers. But what they tell me is that for some time now, the issue of transformer theft has been rampant in the eastern region. For instance, they stole one at Bokono dedicated to MTN just this week. That is in the Asisuwa district. And the recent one at Bunsu. So in all, making 13 of the transformers stolen from January to this time.
And there have been no arrests as we speak.
Okay, so there hasn't been any arrest, but what the regional PRO tells me is that they've been liaising with the security agencies to ensure that these perpetrators are brought to book.
And how is it affecting power supply where you are?
Okay, so in areas where these transformers are stolen, you could find out that the people in that area have been plunged into darkness. People complain about the fact that they have their items in their refrigerators being affected. Also, the fact that they are unable to run their businesses as they are supposed to do.
That's my colleague Kofi Sian reporting from the Eastern Region. Now, President Akufo-Addo has announced the resumption of stalled projects nationwide following a $4.7 billion debt cancellation from the Eurobond restructuring deal. Government agreed in principle with two bondholder groups to restructure around $13 billion of its debt, making it the second African country this month to reach the final stages of a debt overhaul. The agreement will see
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Witness a cash flow relief of about $4.4 billion until 2026 when the current International Monetary Fund program ends. While speaking at the Jubilee House, President Akufo-Addo says the deal shows renewed confidence in Ghana's economy.
I did say at the height of the pandemic that we knew how to bring the economy back to life, but did not know how to bring people back to life. This remark was made to justify the extraordinary expenditures the government was forced to make during the pandemic to afford relief and protection to the population. I believe in all humility that the nation is today appreciative of the validity of my statement, as our economic recovery is strongly on course. An agreement has been struck over the restructuring of $13.1 billion United States dollars of value of debts. The agreement will result in significant savings to the government. The savings include the cancellation of $4.7 billion United States dollars. Many of the projects stalled as a result of the debt in negotiations will now resume.
Well, I'll bring you more from President Akufo-Addo, but quickly, there's been some reactions from the minority on Parliament's Finance Committee. They are asking government to bring before the House the agreement of the Eurobond creditors before the House for approval. Deputy Ranking on the Finance Committee, Isaac Adongo, says government's ongoing negotiations with commercial creditors violates the law.
Add agreement to be laid, and all other agreements consequent to that original agreement should be laid. Not just briefed, they should be laid before Parliament, for Parliament to do its oversight work and approve those transactions so that they can receive the blessing of the people of Ghana. As it is now, these actions are being conducted illegally, particularly in violation of our Constitution, Article 1815. That has to be rectified immediately.
I beg your pardon. Isaac Adongo is the ranking member on the Finance Committee of Parliament. Well, on December 7 polls, Ghanaians will go to the polls, like I've been saying, and 275 members of Parliament will be elected, as well as a president. Well, President Akufo-Addo says activities of vigilantism will be dealt with.
My unwavering determination to ensuring that these elections are conducted in a manner that is free, fair, transparent, and credible. Ghana has been, in our generation, a beacon of democracy on the African continent. And it is our collective duty to safeguard this reputation jealously. Anyone who seeks to subvert the free will of the people will be dealt with in accordance with law. No candidate or political party is superior to the will of the Ghanaian people. Government is determined to enforce strictly the law on vigilantism. Any individual or group found culpable and falling foul of the law will be made to face its full rigors.
Now, President Akufo-Addo says all constitutional requirements pertaining to the appointment of his executive secretary and eight other persons as ambassadors of Ghana have been fulfilled. While some Ghanaians have questioned the rationale behind the last-minute appointment of Nana Santibedieto, head of our Joy News Diplomatic Affairs Desk, Blessed Tsunga, has a wrap of the swearing-in and reactions greeting this latest appointment.
A life-changing moment for Nana Asantibedieto, who is now assuming a new role as ambassador at large. Up until his latest appointments, the top government official had served as executive secretary to President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. But the president believes Bedieto's dedicated public service makes him eminent, just as the others, to represent Ghana in this new portfolio.
All nine have been carefully chosen to become our high commissioners and ambassadors designate, and constitutional provisions pertaining to their appointments, specifically consultation with the Council of State in conformity with Article 74, Clause 1 of the Constitution, have been duly respected. I use this occasion also to applaud the yeoman service that the Secretary to the President, Nana Bedieto Asante, now also Ambassador at Large, has rendered to the Republic these last 7.5 years. His record has been truly exceptional.
The appointment of Nana Bedieto comes along with the designation of other diplomats, including Ghana's new ambassador to Rwanda, NSDL Ampofu, and Vice Admiral Seth Amwama, High Commissioner to Nigeria, who is replacing the late Rashid Bawa.
Well, I'll bring you more of that report and the reactions subsequently. We'll take a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM. We're also live in all 16 regions. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol. Your clean fuel in full quantity Petrosol is always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Duroplus Ghana Limited, producers of quality PVC and HDP pipes and water tank. We'll return from the break with sports. And if you said I do to the love of your life at the beachfront, hotel, event center, or any other unlicensed place, you ought to gather around, because that marriage could be null and void.
Marriages being, you know, conducted or officiated in gardens, in hotels, those places are not licensed.
Does that mean those marriages are
void? Unfortunately, they are void. I mean, many marriages in Ghana are void.
What do we have?
Yes, Samafa. So Ghana Premier League champions FC Samatex are calling on the government to fix the deplorable road leading to the club's home ground in Century Sports Arena. Samatex will represent Ghana in the CAF Champions League next season and hope to host their home games at a venue in Samreboy. However, the current state of the road could hamper those hopes, a situation the head coach Nuruddin Amadu wants to avoid.
I hope that with this trophy, with this championship, with this victory, as a young club, the powers that be should see to it that at least the road is started, and then it can facilitate movement. And then when clubs are coming here, they don't complain. In fact, we every 2 weeks we move out, but every team will come here only once in the season. So we suffer a lot.
Yeah, that's the head coach of Samatex, Nuruddin Amadu. Back to you, MFA.
And it's 4 days to the second edition of the Joy News Impact Makers Award, celebrating community heroes on June 29. And they are not your everyday politicians, business tycoons, or headline newsmakers. That notwithstanding, in their small corners, they are sacrificing their meager resources to make life better for their community members. It is for those a level of dedication to selflessness, passion for development, and the hunger to cause change that Joy News introduced the Impact Makers Award to recognize and celebrate efforts of such ordinary individuals. Today, we put the spotlight as we build up to the event on Saturday on a nominee in health and education, Samuel Nana Bekai Jirako, is optimistic about this year's awards.
The Joy News Impact Makers Award, it will go a long way to open more doors for collaborations, for partnerships, for mentorship, so that we can be built to come back to the rural communities, which is our main focus area, and make more impact.
And that's the Joy News Impact Makers Awards. We are building up to it 4 days away, just this Saturday. But let me quickly take you to Parliament. And majority leadership has yielded to pressure from their colleagues on the minority side to delay sittings whenever the minority leader is in court for his trial. Well, let's check up the latest on the situation in Parliament. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwiku Asante joins us. Kwiku, what's the situation?
The House hasn't started sitting yet. It's 30 minutes past 12. The House hasn't started sitting. And like you read at the top, the agreement is now that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when the trial is expected to be going on at the High Court, the House will delay sitting up until the time that the minority leader will return from court.
That's Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwiku Asante there with updates in Parliament. And did you say I do to the love of your life at a beachfront, hotel, event centre, etc.? Well, the Registrar General, Jemima Owari, was our guest on the AM show today, told my colleague, Sweetie Abochi, that indeed, if you married at any of these unlicensed places, your marriage is null and void. But there's hope. Listen.
Most churches have to be licensed to register marriages, and they are not. The men of God have to be gazetted as marriage officers. Many of them are not. You need one type of license, either a registrar's certificate, which is normally issued by the Metropolitan Assemblies, or the special license, which the Registrar General Department issues, or the church. The church has forms they're supposed to complete to issue a license known as the marriage officer's license. But unfortunately, they don't. Sometimes you find marriages being, you know, conducted or officiated in gardens, in hotels.
Yeah.
Those places are not licensed.
Does that mean those marriages are
void?
Okay.
Unfortunately, they are void. I mean, many marriages in Ghana are void. The premises has to be licensed. Sometimes, let's say the main church is licensed, and they think that the branches...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.